All right.
What?
I thought that's what you said.
I did. I'm just saying. Ready? Okay. Yes. We're going to go. I'm Justin.
I can't do it.
Why? All right. We'll do it again. So I'm Justin.
And I'm Haley. And this is Less than Perfection. Episode 4.
The 5 Secrets to Success. Let's dive right in. No, actually, it's the shortcuts.
Yes. There is a secret society of shortcuts.
All right. I think it's time we give people the secrets.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to know a good shortcut.
It's really true.
The cheat codes.
Yeah, how'd you do it?
Yeah. Yeah, Declan's always looking up cheat codes for his little games on the computer, so let's give the cheat codes.
It must exist for everything else in life.
Yeah.
So there's 5 of these shortcuts?
Yeah. Yeah. No, there's 5.
I'm looking forward to hearing about these.
Yeah, we got them. We're going to cover them.
Gosh, where was this podcast when I was a kid?
Well, that's why we got it as episode 5. Let's not wait to 105. And share these tricks and tips and secrets that every kid needs to know.
It's true.
Yeah.
Well, at this stage, it's what the parents think the kids need to know.
Probably.
Not many kids ask me about it.
Probably not very many kids are listening to us.
Hey. Maybe. I'm young and hip.
Maybe one day. Maybe start with the swimsuit.
Yeah, let's get right into the swimsuit. You can completely stop training on a regular basis if you have a tech suit.
It's so funny. I think it's also because I'm 40, but I definitely, well, no, I'm a little older than that, but I don't remember having a tech suit.
They didn't have them yet. Yeah, in our days, paper suits were like the first tech suit.
Okay, okay. So I did have a paper suit as a kid.
Ooh.
I don't remember what age. Probably also young, I suppose. So, okay, maybe I'm contradicting myself. But I really don't think the swimsuit made much of a difference.
Definitely not. I think it's a good idea to have a suit that you use specifically for racing.
Yeah.
Like it can still be a practice style suit, but ones that's definitely fitting properly, not bagging off your bum and stuff. But there's usually enough errors in training and technique and things that, you know, thinking the tech suit at young ages is really going to be mind-blowingly wonderful.
It's not going to make or break it.
I mean, the only thing it can make or break, the argument is the mindset.
Yeah.
When the kids start thinking they do have this secret ingredient.
Yeah. Which also can be a detriment if you feel it's needed and it becomes a crutch. Like, oh, I don't have the secret ingredient.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, well, no, that wasn't the secret ingredient. But
and
you're
that's
right.
Not why the tech suits were developed, you know. Originally, the tech suits were developed for people that did have like muscle and fat composition. So it, you know, it's holding you in a certain way, keeping your muscles held and supported, not for lanky, you know, pre-puberty bodies.
Yeah.
It's sort of a funny thing looking at little flamingo legs. That's what I call Scarlet, you know, wrapped up in a tech suit. Like,
yeah.
It's not supporting anything.
Yeah. So shortcut to success, number one, the tech suit.
Yeah.
So we kind of shot that one down. Although, you know, it's whatever people want to do. But okay, there's one. Number two, shortcut to success.
What is it?
Pre-race dinner.
Oh, my. Yes.
I don't know what you had when you were a kid. Or what people thought you had to have the night before.
Yeah.
Was
well,
there
you hear all sorts of stuff, don't you?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, carb loading and I mean, if I'm honest, like I remember eating a lot of sandwiches because by the time, you know, prelims wrapped up and getting ready for finals or finals wrapped up and you need to eat something at 9:30 at night, like I kind of remember having a lot of sandwiches, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
With no real balance of like protein and carbohydrates in mind. Just whatever I could get.
I had a lot of Subway.
Yeah.
Subway sandwiches. And then,
of course, Olive Garden was the king.
Olive Garden was good. Yeah. There was definitely this feeling that we had to go get pasta the night before the meet.
Yeah.
I have no idea why that was the case. I don't know if that makes a difference. I think one thing I can say is before Nationals 1 year, I definitely ate too much barbecue.
Well, that's one thing they say not to eat. Yeah. Don't eat red meat because it takes like 48 hours to break down.
Yeah. So I was going to say one thing probably not to do is what I did, which is go to an all-you-can-eat barbecue buffet.
Well, I mean, who even not getting ready for an athletic event feels great after all-you-can-eat barbecue?
It's true. So as a kid, I didn't think of that. I felt extremely sick for the whole next day. I definitely do not recommend that. But, you know, yeah, I don't know if there's a secret meal. There's probably a thing you shouldn't do, but maybe I don't know if there's something you definitely should do, but maybe whatever makes you feel comfortable.
Yeah, I would say that what people overlook more, though, is hydration.
Yeah.
Like they're focused so much on, well, what should we eat? What should my kid be eating? You know, and it's like, well, are you making sure they always have a water bottle with them and are hydrating before, during, and after practices? Because that is creating a lot of issues if they're not doing it, even with what they eat.
Yeah. And I was going to say that that's really the shortcut or secret to success 3.
Oh, hydration.
Well, yeah, but you need to have your special drinks.
Oh, my. Well, this one's near and dear to me. It's true. Although right now, like young kids, they're very into, you know, the new drink is Prime.
Yeah.
I have no idea if it's any better than any other electrolyte drink, but they love it, boy. But there are two teams, Team Gatorade and Team Prime, which I'm not sure if we're allowed to use brands when we talk, but that's real life.
Yeah, well, I don't think it matters.
So, you know, but I don't know if one's helping someone more than the other. I know that water often and frequently during the day is going to be the best bet.
So stay hydrated, whether it's water, Prime, or Gatorade.
Or anyone that's listening now that swam with me back in the Randy days. Got to get that go. Or after go was the drink.
But maybe not soda.
Probably not soda. I mean, it just has so much sugar in it, you know?
Yeah.
And for me, I coach young athletes. So are they really needing caffeine and things like that, as well as another thing which actually dehydrates you? But
so stay hydrated.
Yeah.
There's no secret elixir thing, drink, whatever, that's going to make you go a best time. But definitely.
No.
Don't not drink water.
Yeah, you got to get that water. Yeah. I know when I was in high school, I did believe that I drank an upside down caramel macchiato before swim meets.
Oh, really?
Which A, has a lot of sugar and caffeine, but that was my, it wasn't a secret elixir, but it was just my go-to drink that made me feel like it put me in the mindset of like, now I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
It probably upset my stomach a lot. I thought it was because of the hard racing I did. Maybe it was my
upside down macchiato thing. Could be. Just like my barbecue. All right. So we'd have top three. So far we have the swimsuit, the meal planning, the drinks. The secret shortcut to success, number 4. You ready for this?
Hit me with it.
Okay. I believe the 4th one is that you don't actually really need to go to practice every day.
Oh.
If you put in a really, really good effort the day before, give it 100% for part of the practice or the full practice, you know, it's really not needed to go the next day.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely is a recipe to succeed, sounds like.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, let's say, I mean, let's flip the coin on that as well. Let's go every day and never try.
So what is it then?
Well, you know, it's neither of those things are going to add up to being successful.
So you actually have to be consistently working hard.
Yep. Putting in the work consistently as close to every day as you can.
Okay. So you can't bypass that. That's not a shortcut, I suppose.
No, I guess the old adage of work works comes into play.
Okay. 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 So forget that one. Secret shortcut to success number 5. Okay. This one is about tapering. So for those that don't taper, tapering is not trying, or I shouldn't say not trying.
It's not trying. It's ramping down training so your body is more prepared for high performance.
Okay, you have a better description. You're a coach. I am not a coach. But you do need to taper for every single swim meet you go to, right?
Yes. Yes. You know, going to a competition every 2 to 3 weeks like we do, yeah, you probably need to give your body a little bit of a wind down every time. Nah.
No.
That's definitely something a lot of people believe. So, young people, they want to, every time we're coming up to a meet, do we need to do dry land this week? And it's like, guys, it's not a championship meet. You got to work through it. Let's work, do these meets with our body not at 100%. See what it does. So when we get to championship meets, we are at another level.
And then you can taper.
Then you can taper.
Okay. So you don't taper 10 times a year.
Unfortunately not. It does feel good to taper. Yeah. Take a little bit of a breather break.
Yeah. I guess it goes back to the shortcut number 4, where you need to continue to work, consistently work.
Right. And if you're constantly ebbing and flowing on that, it's just not consistent for
you. All right. So 5 secrets of success have more or less been debunked.
Yeah. It's like Mythbusters up in here.
Mythbusters. Yeah. So we have to work hard.
So try not to spill your Gatorade on your tech suit while you scarf down your pasta.
Yeah. There you go.
But yep, we're just going to try to do as many of the right things as you can on a day-to-day basis. That's the best you can do.
So you mean we just have to work hard?
Work hard, show up, try to think about what you're eating and drinking a little bit anyways. And when you're eating and drinking actually does kind of come into play.
So is there something though that would make a big difference that maybe people aren't doing that should?
I mean, mindset is going to be a huge thing. As well as consistency.
In training.
In mindset.
Oh, in mindset.
In habit building. Yeah. Everything. Trying these little nuanced things for 2 or 3 weeks in a row before going down a whole different avenue. That isn't going to work. And there's no right or wrong way necessarily to succeed at something. But consistency in how you're trying to reach these goals does come into play.
All right.
So consistency is the actual secret to success, and having the right mindset geared up for that consistency.
So hard work with the right mindset over a long period of time, you may achieve your goals.
Yes, and that isn't meant to sound discouraging.
I'm just joking. But it's true. It's not, it may not be a shortcut.
Right.
But it's that, but I guess the reality of it is you're more likely to achieve your goals, and you certainly will be in the position to do it if you follow those rules.
But it is a shortcut in the sense that the sooner you start it, the sooner you'll see the results.
That's a good point. Every day you get better than the day before, so it kind of compounds on itself.
Yep.
So you're going to wait a few years to get going. You're going to miss out on some opportunities.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there we go. Let's see what other secrets we can come up next time.
Awesome. Signing off. episodes 4.